The Hit List.
KMFM.
Tori Kelly joins him in the studio. Hiya, welcome back to the UK. How are you?
Thanks, I'm great. Thank you for asking.
So you're becoming a bit of a regular now to the UK. So have you kind of like developed a go-to thing to do when you're back here?
You know what? Other than drinking tea all day, because I don't drink tea at all when I'm home, which is really strange. I literally drink it every hour when I'm here. I probably... being cliche American when I say that I really like Nando's.
Oh yeah,
and I might be getting it now.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Nando's,
yeah.
And tea. So you're properly embracing British culture, right, then, by having, right, tea. What's your go-to tea to drink?
Just the English breakfast. I can't get enough of it.
Just a normal one. So when somebody describes like an English person in like a typical, like a stereotypical way, so yeah, you think of tea, what else do you drink? What else can you kind of, or eat, that you can bring on in the typical English fashion? Feel free to offend me, that's fine. Just what do you imagine?
Oh gosh, I don't know any other cliches really. I know like I usually get ready for like the sarcasm when I come out here, which I really like actually. People try to like warn me about it, but then when it comes to, you know, meeting and talking with people, it's like the same humor that I have.
Oh, so you've, because they don't have much sarcasm down in the US, do they?
Yeah. But, well, not as much. Yeah, okay. you guys are pretty funny.
So have you aced British sarcasm? Can you give it a go? Be like, hold on, so pretend that I've just walked in and I'm wearing a kind of a really horrible coat and you don't like me.
Oh, gosh.
But you're kind of, you want to sarcastically compliment my coat.
Yeah, well, you guys make it sound really nice. So if you walked in, and be like, well, that looks terrible. Looks awful. Hey, how are you? You just go on with your day.
That's
is,
good
that right?
That,
is that right?
I think it's close. I think
close.
A few more cups of tea and you'll be there.
Okay, good, good, good.
So let's talk about the music then. The album Unbreakable Smile is out now. For someone who's,
yes,
pondering on buying it, what can we expect? What's in the album?
Well, this album, I mean, not this album, it's my first album. I'm talking like as if I have a bunch of albums under my belt. But no, this is really just my story. That's what this album feels like. And I've put out EPs before, but this was the first time where I'm really opening up about, you know, just some of the heartbreak I've had within the industry and just how long it's taken me to get where I am. But you know, with all the no's and all the doubts that I've gotten along the way, it's just really shaped me as a person. And I think the whole, you know, the reason for the title Unbreakable Smile is I really want my story to inspire other people to just not, you know, let other people bring them down. And if anything, I hope it would, you know, make them a stronger person.
So Ed Sheeran and LL Cool J. It's always hard to say LL Cool J. Ed Sheeran and LL Cool J are on the album. They're two very different artists. I don't think I need to specify that. But what's it like working with both of them?
You actually brought up a point. They're very opposite artists, yeah, and which is kind of... it's kind of awesome to have both of them on one album. But LL Cool J, I wasn't actually in the studio with. He came in when I was away, and they said it was really cool though to watch him work, because he's, you know, he's obviously been around for a little bit, and he's really old school still. So he came in with his like handwritten lyrics, and just like he had the whole rap already written and everything, and just killed it. And we were looking for, you know, that specific sound too for that song, like kind of a 90s throwback vibe. So he was amazing, and he's such a cool person too. We got to perform the song together at my New York show. And with Ed, you know, he's just so down to earth and, you know, a genuine person who doesn't, it's what's cool about him is he doesn't put himself above anybody, which I really am inspired by that, just, you know, because how big he is and how much success he's had. So he's on top of that, he's super talented as well. So super honored to have people like that on the album.
Another big name that kind of stuck out for me as well was that it was exec produced by Max Martin.
Yeah.
Like the producer behind some of the biggest pop songs ever, like Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way, was one of them.
I like that you picked that one first.
I think there was Britney
out
as
of
well.
All of them.
I think he did Oops, I Did It Again, or it might
have
been
The NSYNC stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
NSYNC as well.
Everything.
Which is, it must be like, what's his secret? Because he must have something weird he does in the studio. Because I asked this time and time again, like maybe he like only eats, or maybe he only eats Nando's,
yeah,
or something. Surely he, because to be able to knock off like hit after hit after hit.
Oh my gosh,
like that,
yeah. No, you know what? I thought the same thing going in. I was like, maybe he's like a weirdo. Maybe he has to be some sort of like mad scientist. Like just something has to be off. And I went in with him in the studio, and he is like the coolest guy, like so funny, so chill, like literally just, you could just sit there and talk and he's like not weird at all. And but I really thought the same thing. I was like, what is his secret? And I think he's just honestly just a really talented songwriter. Like he just really hears the song and he feels like it should go a certain way and he just trusts his gut. And but I think what's cool about him too is he likes to collaborate. He's not like you know, this is the song, it's already done, like you're gonna sing it exactly like this. Like he was really feeding off of what I liked and you know, just really being awesome at what he does. He blew me away in the studio. He really did. I could see why so many artists love working with him.
Yeah, because you said you were waiting outside kind of thinking, what was running through your mind? What sort of stuff do you reckon? Like, if you were like, I wonder if he actually does what the blank, what kind of were you thinking?
I was kind of just thinking, like, I wonder if he is actually even there. Like, does he have like a team of people who does everything,
or he's just a spirit?
Does he even exist? No, it's just it was cool to see him be so hands-on, because I do know, you know, there's a lot of people who kind of they have such a big name, but they have, you know, this whole empire under them, so it kind of makes you question, like, what do they actually do? And with him, he's so right there just creating the song with you, and he's really fun to work with.
Yeah, well, he seems like, well, with knocking off hit after hit, you can kind of trust that he's got something special, doesn't he, as well?
Right.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the album. Was said it's out now. I need to go and get my copy, going down to HMV, the British custom, with my tea. And thank you for speaking to me today.
Of course, thanks for chatting with me.
And is there any chance finally you can introduce your track Should Have Been Us here on KMFM, please?
Oh, of course. Hey, this is Tori Kelly on KMFM, and this is my song Should Have Been Us.
Walking around with my head down, but I can't hide with these high heels on.
The Hit List.
KMFM.